Testing. Testing.
No.
Testing. Testing.
This one's working. Now let's look at yours.
Testing. 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 1, 2. Testing.
This one's working. Let's see what the problem is here.
Testing.
Okay.
Testing. Testing. Testing.
Okay. Now the wind was so bad the last time. We had a lot of wind and some of the really good parts that you were talking about, some of the stories that you told us. So, we wanted to know if you could remember the story about how the woodpecker came to be.
Oh, yes. Yes. Once upon a time, it was a little old lady, and she wore a black dress and a large white apron with a big white bow tied behind. And on her head, she wore a cute little red bonnet. And so one day, she was baking some tea cakes, and she baked one bite of tea cakes and she put them on a shelf, and an old man come along and he said to her, he says, "My good woman, would you please give me one of your tea cakes? They look so nice and I am so hungry." She says, "Why, no, I could not give you near one of these." She says, "Wait, I have to bake a piece for you." And so she broke off a little piece, small as the head of a pin, and she put it in the bakery. And when it was done, it was just as large and fine as the ones on the shelf. So she took it, and she put it on the shelf, and she wouldn't give him none. And so the old man turned away, and he went. And so after he was gone, the little old lady, she went and stood in the door, and she says, "I wish I had given him all the cakes on my shelf. But he was gone then." So finally she felt herself begin to grow smaller and smaller. And after a while, she felt herself fly away. And she flew away and began to pick in the hardwood. And that's why she has to pick her wood, her food, out of the trees of the hardwood. She has to pick to get her food today. And said, "Today, you see, she got on that large white apron and the big white bow behind. And on her head, she has a cute little red bonnet. But that's why she's picking her wood out of the tree today." She was stingy.
Oh,
yes.
Well, can you remember any other stories about how animals came to be?
Animals. Let me see now. Well, once upon a time, It was a little girl, and she loved it, her grandmother. And she was taking her grandmother some flowers one morning. And she had the flowers in a basket, and she was going along, she was carrying them. So when she got to her grandmother's house, she pushed the door and she peeped in, and she saw the grandmother laying up in the bed, but it didn't seem just like grandmother to her. So she says, "Good morning, grandmother." She says, "Good morning, my dear, good morning." She said, "Grandmother, what make your eyes so sharp?" She said, "They better to see you, my dear, better to see you." So she says, "What make your ears so long?" She said, "They better to hear you, my dear, better to hear you." "Grandmother, what make your teeth so sharp?" She said, "They better to eat you up." And she jumped, made a spring at her, but she didn't get her. She ran, though. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Okay, well, do you remember back during Easter time when you were a child?
That's right. Back in the days when I was young, coming up, and Easter was coming, and the flowers go to budding out and looking so pretty. I would love to go in the woods and get violets and bring them to the house and put them up. And Mama would be making us some little Easter dresses, and oh, we'd be so happy. And when Easter Sunday come, we couldn't get in them little dresses fast enough. And all along the road going to East, I'd be pulling little flowers along the wayside going to Easter. And it would be a wonderful time then to me. When we get there, the old ladies would hide the eggs, and they'd close us up in church till they hide the eggs, and we'd be trying to peep through little cracks to see where they was hiding the eggs. And when they get all the eggs hid, then they'd turn us out. And we'd get out and get out there and just hunt in them bushes and palmetas. Sometime we'd find two, and three is the highest I ever found, and I was so glad I found me three eggs to eat. Sure did.
Did you have any stories about the Easter Bunny?
Let me see now. Oh, Easter Bunny. I don't think I did, not long then. I don't think I did. Trying to think.
Go ahead.
Trying to think now. We used to have some little Easter songs to sing on Easter Sunday. What you call little Easter speeches. I most forgot a lot of them.
Can you remember any of them?
But we would sing this little song about Joseph took the body and sing, "He rose, he rose, he is risen from the dead. He rose, he rose, he rose from the dead. When the Mary home. Sister Mary, she come running to meet her loving son. Sister Mary, she come running to meet her loving son. When the Lord shall bear our spirit home, Joseph took the body, he laid it in the tomb. Joseph took the body, he laid it in the tomb. When the Lord shall bear our spirit home. Yes, so that'd be one.
Oh, that's a pretty song, Lucretie. Oh,
thank you.
Oh. Well, there's another song we were wondering about, the baptism song, when you're walking down to the water.
Oh, yeah, we always sing this song.
It's about I Love Jesus.
That's right, when we be going down, you know, my voice is getting so broke up till it breaks up. But we always go down singing this song about I love Jesus, oh, I love Jesus, well, I love Jesus, yes, I do. Oh, take me to the wall, oh, to take me to the water, oh, take me to the water and baptize me in nothing but the righteous, ain't nothing but the righteous, nothing but the righteous shall see God.
Oh, that's a pretty song too, Lucretie. Boy. Okay. Now, we were talking about Mr. Ganza the last time. Mr. Yeah, Ganza?
That's right.
Okay. About hearing the sign of death before he died. Or as he was dying, I don't...
Mr. Ganza, you
Ganza?
Mean.
Okay, right.
That's right. Because when he died, just before he died, I was out in the yard. I was sweeping under the oak tree. And I heard a noise. And I happened to look up right quick. And I saw a star coming from that way. And it was roaring. And it went over this way. And it went down in the west. And it was giving a light as it went. And it was just, you know, first dark. It wasn't quite night. And I think he died that same evening. And when his wife died, I heard the same rumbling. Sure did. I heard the same rumbling that I heard the evening when he died, but I saw the star when he died. Sure did. up.
Have you ever heard that sound before?
I had heard it. I had heard it one time. That was the night his wife died that I first heard it. 'Cause I was at my mother-in-law's, me and my two sister-in-laws was there, and we got out of water and we had to go down inside the woods to get a bucket of water from the well. And we was all kind of scared, but mother, she had went over to the wake, and so me and Anna us took the bucket and we was going at the water, and we heard the rumbling and seen the star going over, and we run and got back in the house and we told them about it. So it was about 3 or 4 or 5 years after that before Mr. Ganzi died, 'cause I had done moved for back in yonder and had moved out on the plantation, and I heard that same rumbling and seen that same star, but I seen it better, 'cause I was out from under the trees and seen it as it passed over and it made its way over to the west and went down. Sure had.
Boy, well, you know, sailors have the men that go out on shrimp boats and things like that.
That's right.
They have a saying about if you ever see a star go over your bow, it means someone that you know's died.
That's right. It sure is. That's right. They sure was gone.
Oh. Lucretti, do you remember when you saw your first airplane?
Remember when I saw the first airplane? Man, I prayed so that evening. I prayed to the Lord to please have mercy. I thought to judge me. Me and my other sisters, see, we didn't know nothing about no planes. And we was living, you know, kind of back. So one afternoon, I think we heard something keep a mumbling, and directed, went to roaring pretty good. So Mama said, "What's that?" Say, "It's roaring back in this corner." It was right back in that direction. And it rolled and rolled and directed, got up clear, and we could see him. And they both looked like was side and side. And we said, "Mama, that's an airplane." I said, "Heard about them, you know." And, oh, we went to praying then, because we know we was going to get killed then. Oh, that's the first airplane. I believe that was back in let me see now. In the 17s, I believe in 1917, somewhere along in there, sure was. And the first car I ever heard was Dr. Williams' car in Monticello. Dr. Williams had got a car, and nobody else around didn't have now. And, my grandmother was sick, and they called him out to her one night, and they'd go get him. They couldn't call then because they had no phone. And he come out, and right behind her garden, it was kind of a little mud slosh, and he got in a stuck there. And he was there trying to get out, and we heard that. We was home. Mama was to grandma. And we heard that car in the stuck, and we thought judgment was coming, showing up. Oh, we did it. But it wasn't worse as the man where, now that's true, the man was driving the two-horse wagon. And he was driving along, and he looked and seen a car coming. And he hollered to the lady, was my sister-in-law was in there with him. He said, "Oh, my God, He said, the train done quit the track and in the road, and he jumped out and left mule and wagon all in the road. She had to grab the lines and hold him thing. He gone. I said, now what? I said, I'll leave his mules for the train to just kill him. Train done quit the track and in the road. I've been back in them late years.
Oh. How about, Lucretie, do you remember when there was a star that was, I think it was called Halley's Comet?
Or that's the right, comical the star? Comical star. Yeah, I can remember that good. I was about 10 years old then, may have been something like 10 or 11. And they talked about the comical star. I was old enough to have sense enough to didn't want to die. And grandma and them would be saying, I never forgets the day when judgment was to come. It was to come on that Wednesday. And us was so sad. And mom and them would be in the field. I said, if I was mom and them, I wouldn't go in no field to work. I'd just stay home till judgment come, and then let everything be gone. I say, ain't no need of trying to work. So, I remember that evening. But anyhow, when the comical star come, just like they said, it would act. It would do. It would ride. You'd see it in the evening, a little piece back. And it would be picking at the, look like a pick at the moon. Be somewhere close, something it didn't have no business look like. So, one evening, the Wednesday evening, the judgment was to come. I remember good. Papa had made the children go in the field and get some early corn. And us had shelled it for the meal. I said, ain't no need to be shelling this corn. I said, judgment coming. Us ain't gonna be able to eat this bread. So that evening it come up a little cloud, and it come up, when the cloud come up, mom and them come home, and after a while it come up a drizzle of rain, and then it brightened out a little, and mama called us and told us to come and look at the comical star and look at the tail. It had a tail to say, and a star was on the end of the tail, and it was going to fight the sun. That is the sun set that going down. It was fighting the sun, said if it whooped the sun, that was a done with case. Lord, you talking about praying for the moon and that star to not whoop the sun. And it'd run, look like off, and then it'd take a run back. And it looked like it'd be climbing over the sun. But after a while, it rained, drizzled a little bit, and fed up. And all that got over with, and us went to bed and slept. We were here next morning, and I was so glad. Oh, it'd be so many signs tell you to keep you scared to death. Because once they said, just before the end of time, a stinging locust was coming along and sting everybody that hadn't prayed. He couldn't pray then. And I said, Lord, now ain't that so? And me and my other two sisters said, let's try to pray, because when the stinging locust sting you, you can't pray. So after then, we looked like it was hard believers to get religion. We said, wonder did the stinging locust sting us when he come through that time? Mama said no.
Can you remember any other times when you thought it was Judgment Day?
I have seen the moon go into such eclipse. Till then, I thought sure enough something was going to happen. Because I saw the moon going and sun going to eclipse one Sunday morning. And it was almost dark. And everything that you seed had four shadows. Yeah, and it looked like everything the leaves was doing like that. In the dough, the sun was trying to shine, but it was kind of red looking and looked like it was cloudy. And the firmament up there looked it dark, and it was just terrible. And Papa got the almanac, and he'd begin to reading in the almanacs. And it stayed that way just about all day that time, all day long. And another time, me and my sister, Eustace, would sleep upstairs. And the house had some cracks through the top you could see through it. And me and her, I looked out through the top and see the moon just a trembling look like. Just trembling. I shook her. I said, Luster. I said, look at the moon, how it's doing. And it was dark looking. And me and her got up and us come down and us went out and stood up and looked at it. And the moon was just a little. It won't this much. Look like the moon dribbled away to just a little string piece of the shiny part. And the other was dark. And it was just looked like trembling. And the star was pretty close. And me and Luster watched that moon. Us watched it until us got tired. And us went back in the bed and us prayed. Yes, sir.
That you can't remember any other times when you were scared by something strange that was happening back along those times?
There's been so many things. Yeah. Well, I have been scared of hailstones. Almost scared to death. That hail, no, it was hitting on that house. I had never heard a hail like that. I ain't experienced none just like it since. That was way back yon in them years. That dark cloud rise back in here, and it began hailing, and that hail went to falling, and you couldn't hear nothing but hail. And I was satisfied kind of long then. I wanted me some of that hail that was falling. And Luster and Chin was just praying and telling Sister to pray. Sister had religion. They wanted her to pray so she could save them. And it hailed till the hail was packed up, don't know how deep, on the ground. And it was big hail, too. Yes, sir. And I like to scared me to death. The corn was all split up because corn was about like that. And it had it just tore up. The watermelons were just beat up. Everything had to come out and start growing again. That's right. So we ain't had nothing like that. Not with the corn that large. Nah, in the year of 48, 49, I reckon, we had a big hail. We went to a funeral across Madison County, and it hailed that Sunday like I don't know what. It hailed till the hail stayed on the ground, and they made ice cream out to the schoolhouse next morning with the hail. So did.
The weather can get real strange sometimes.
Oh, it can get strange. And when it gets strange like that, I'll be sitting in one spot, scared to move. Because one Sunday I was sitting right there in a chair, a smaller chair. I was sitting here. I could look out that window. And my stepboy, he wasn't dead then. He was sitting in a chair in here too. And it went to lightning. And every time one peel go, another one would be right there. And I'm scared to death when it's lightning like that. So directly I look and see that tree over there in Miss Beulah and them place a fire. I said, "Oh God," I said, "Junior, look at your one." I said, "A tree of fire." I scared to look, and it just yet clapping. And it just burning the moss out the tree, the moss falling. I say, "Great goodness," I say, "it hit something then." So sure enough, it had killed a boy up there to the steel quarters. That same clap killed that young man. And he was gambling. He had just stood up from gambling and said up one of them bad words to tell me. And they told him, the other boys was jumping, getting in a car. They say, "Get in the car, get in the car." And he said, "No, he won't go and get in the car." And he said a bad word. And they said next they see him fall. Lightning said, "Come down that tree and let's come straight on down him and kill him."
Well, when the hail came down, did they have to go back and replant the corn and the watermelons?
No, they didn't have to replant them. They come back out, you know, after the sun come out, they shutting back up. But the corn stayed fragged. It was too big, not some more leaves. It hadn't finished tossing, and it had some good leaves up to the top, but them middle leaves was fragged. But the roasting years hadn't come out yet.
Oh, it didn't ruin the crop.
That's
then.
Right.
Lucretie, do you remember any stories about ghosts? Or have you ever seen a ghost?
I have seen, I think now. I'm most sure I've seen this ghost. Because I seen the man. I seen him plain as I saw you come up here. And then I was sweeping off my porch. And I kept a sweeping. And then I gonna get it swept off before he come. Because he was coming through the little branch. Had on a blue jumper. And I, when I look up, he would have been right there by the mule lot coming on. When I look up, I ain't see nobody. I stopped then and I looked. That make twice I see two just that away. I seen one up on the hill. Us was up in the field and all of us rest under a tree. And when I stood up to go out, I said, young come somebody. I said, "You better pick up your buckets and set them straight." I said, "Somebody coming." And that person was coming down that road just as good. And I straightened up everything, our pants and things. And then look for the person and ain't never seen him and won't know where for him to go. Won't no tree for him to get behind or nothing. So, this one here, I saw him. Won't no far from the house of him in that hog pen. And he was coming. Had on a blue jumper, a wash, good, nice looking, like wash jumper. And he was coming, so I looked at him, and then I went sweeping on up. Then I looked up, and he ought to have been close enough to speak. And I ain't seen nobody. I said, "Now," I said, that was sure somebody. I know it was somebody. So I said, "Well, wonder where he went. I ain't see no way he could have went." So later on, I said, "I might go and see is his tracks there." I said, "'Cause I seen him." And I went down there, I ain't see a track or nothing nowhere. So I said, I know it was a hand. So they told me, they say, you know, down there to that gate from your house, a man got killed down there. Say, a tree, a limb fell on a man and killed him there. And say, that may have been him. I say, well, probably it would. And then one Sunday, I was sitting on my porch, just like right here. My kids was all small, and I was living way back in yonder. And who else had moved us, was living right close to swamp. Just had a fence for the hog pen down in there, and the swamp was right in front of the door. So I was sitting on the porch. I had done cooked dinner and fed the kids, and they was just all bunched out in the yard playing. And the chickens was out on the grapevine out there. So directly I heard something. Ricka. I say, chillin'. I said, get up. I said, what is that? And they jumped up, they heard it, and I looked for it and I couldn't see it. Went like a mule, had his feet hitching a bunch of wire fences and was trying to tear loose. That's the way that went. And I told my husband about it when he come home, and me and him went in there the next morning and we looked, you know, ain't see a sign or nothing. So another time, looked like it said, I'm going to let you hear me again. I was milking the cow right to the gate, and my next oldest boy was holding the calf back. And that thing went like it was close to your car. Fastened in the fence again, went like. Man, it went a wreck-a-wreck-a with the fence just a-crying. And I said, Sam, listen. Sam heard it too. And they went and looked, ain't seen nothing. They said, well, Mama, that must be a man or something got killed in there, I reckon, and that's him. I say, must be. I say, you can't tell what went on in these woods. So they tell me a tree did kill one down in there. I say, well, I was just living in the tree family where it killed the people.
Oh, it sounds like
it. Yeah, it was. It sounded dangerous.
A limb would fall and hit.
Yeah, they'd be working, you know, cutting trees, and then the tree hit another tree and a limb come back and just kill them dead. Sometimes it'd bury them in the mud. Oh, it was awful. Oh, it been some awful thing, because I know down to Scantlin, the old Brooks and Scantlin, sometimes they'd be down there working and you'd hear the whistles blowing. Somebody done got hurt, and the train would bring them into the camp. Sometime they'd have to dig them out the mud. Oh, it was pitiful. And then the other boys would be thinking about quitting working. Sure was, it was dangerous. And sad, too.
They were working and cutting pines?
Cutting pines and all kind of wood down to Scantlin. That was a big quarters. And now it's nothing but a growed up woods. I used to hear about it. My husband worked down there. And a few years ago, my nephew carried me down there fishing. And the old Scantlin bridge is broke in. And he showed me the old house seats where the houses used to be, the old chimneys, people all gone. I say, great day. I say, well, then, is Mr. Bill Fairclough living yet? He say, yeah, he's in Perry. He say, he's still living. I say, well, so.
Those are the only times you think you've seen a ghost that you can remember?
That's the only time that I seen something with my eyes, and it got away. Sure is. Because I have tried to see ghosts and look for them before. Because since my husband died from here, I thought maybe he was coming back. At least one of them used to tell me he was coming back. But they can't get back anyway. So one night, oh, it was so funny. One night I was sleeping right there in that bed where I sleep, and he died right there. So I was laying there in the bed. Had just got in the bed too, not long. And I felt something. Now I felt that. Sit on the bed, you know, just like you come and sit on the bed in front of me and I laying back there and swag it. And when he sat on the bed, I went on away in trance and couldn't wake up, couldn't say nothing. So I was just there. But I had sense. I said, if I can wake up, I'll pull that light on. And I was trying to wake up. Nothing wouldn't catch me. So after a while, I could kick my feet. I woke up and pulled that light. And I looked all around. I ain't see nothing. So I laid that light burning then all night. And so the next night, I got up. Wouldn't sleep in that bed. I went and slept in that other one in the other room off there. And then when I come to look, must have been dreaming, some little chillin' come up, caught my quilt by the foot, and that's pulling, laying back on my cover. And I had this half up here that's pulling it, and they was pulling so hard, and I got mad, and I drawed my foot up and kicked. And that woke me up. I drawed and kicked, and I meant for them. I know they was going to fall with the kibber then. And when I kicked, I woke up. And I said, oh, gracious, I said, hats in this room, too.
One in one room, one in the other.
That's right. No need to run from one room to the other, because they was waiting on me.
Lucretia, have you ever fixed pickled okra?
Okra?
Mm-hmm.
I put it up in... I blends it and put it in the box. That's right.
Have you ever put it in vinegar?
Sure ain't.
Oh, I'll have to bring you some to try. Maybe when you're at the folk festival. I pickled some last year.
Oh, you did? I reckon it's good.
It really is.
Well, I declare. Like a lady gave me a job. I believe for that chicken. Figs. And they were so good. Down to Perry. I went down there and laid a basket to their school. And so she carried me home with her. And me and her, she cooked supper. And me and her just talking, had a good time. And then she gave me a little jar of figs. And I eat. Every now and then I was in that little jar of figs eating some of them.
Yeah, figs are good.
They sure is.
Do you do any pickling anymore? Pickles?
I pickles a little bit, but none worth nothing.
Children. That you used to do a lot of it.
Used to do a lot of it when my children was all home. I'd pickle cucumbers and different things and put up butter beans and okras, tomatoes and things. But now Duke puts up more of my stuff in the deep freezer and don't fool with pickling so much.
It makes it easier.
Sure do.
Put it in the deep freezer.
You know it makes it easier. Sure does. Because I puts up greens in the deep freezer and I cook them. And put them in my little plastic containers and put them in there. And when I get ready for them, I just take them out and put them in my little boiler and cook my bread, and I got my greens already done. Oh, yes. Well, I declare.
LaCreedy, you want to say it's May 5th, and we're in Lamont, and your name's LaCreedy Clark? We should have done this in the beginning. I forgot it.
That's right. LaCreedy Clark. That's right.
It's May the 5th.
May the...
Today's May the 7th.
May the 7th.
1980.
Mm-hmm.